It's Classical Spotlight, and a new release, Triple Doubles, is out on the Bridge record label. It features the Vermont Symphony Orchestra and the conductor here, Troy Peters, you might know from the Youth Orchestras of San Antonio, YOSA, and we're happy to have him here in the studios this morning.
Thanks, John. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's very fun. You are conducting on this piece, a wonderful work by Darren Hagen called Masquerade. And tell us a little bit about how this recording came about.
Well, I lived in Vermont for 14 years, from 1995 to 2009, and I guest conducted the Vermont Symphony quite a bit during that time. I've also been friends with Darren Hagen for 24 years. We met back in the late 80s, just after he graduated from the Curtis Institute of Music, I arrived at Curtis as a student. And so we got to know each other and became good friends at that point. So all these things sort of came together about 5 years ago. Jamie Laredo, who's the music director of the Vermont Symphony, but also, of course, a phenomenal violinist, had asked Darren to write a double concerto for him with his wife, Sharon Robinson. And when Darren told me he was writing the piece, Jamie and I were at the same time talking about various kinds of projects we could do with the youth orchestra in Vermont and with the symphony. And make a long story short, I said, you know, I know Darren well. I've conducted half a dozen of his pieces, premiered several. I'd love to do his double concerto. And Jamie said, that's a great idea. Why don't we do that? And so in 2008, we presented the premiere actually happened in Sacramento, California, but then in the fall of 2008, the Vermont Symphony played the second performance and recorded the piece with Jamie and Sharon. And the recording industry being the way it is, you know, here it is 3 years later and the CD is finally coming out.
And I know it's these wonderful pieces that Jamie and Sharon have commissioned. There's a work by David Ludwig who you conducted here not long ago, but maybe a year ago?
Yes, one of the other double concertos on this CD by David Ludwig was written for Jamie and Sharon. I don't conduct it on the recording, but we actually brought Jamie and Sharon to San Antonio and did the piece here about a year ago. And there's also a piece by Richard Danielpour, which is the second concerto that Richard has written for Jamie and Sharon. And they've commissioned quite a few double concertos from other composers. They have a wonderful piece that Ned Rorem wrote for them, Ellen Tafe Zwillich. Lots of other composers have written concertos for Jamie and Sharon. But this set is really nice because all three were connected to the Vermont Symphony. And so you have this orchestra that knows Jamie and Sharon well, that knows these composers well. The two conductors, me and Sarah Hicks, are both conductors who've worked with the orchestra several times. So there are a lot of good relationships and a lot of people who've spent a lot of time hanging out together after concerts, eating and drinking and having a good time.
We're speaking with Troy Peters, who's featured on the new CD Triple Doubles with the Vermont Symphony Orchestra, Jamie Laredo, and Sharon Robinson. You mentioned that this was performed and then recorded. Is that something that is sort of typical, that you guys get something and work with interpretations and whatnot? This was only the second performance of Darren's piece.
I think it's pretty common to if you're going to record an orchestral work, to present it in concerts beforehand and then try to record almost immediately. And so in this case, we rehearsed Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, played the piece on the weekend, and then Monday we spent the whole day recording. And so we'd had the chance to rehearse it, perform it, live with it for several days, and then start laying down the tracks. The producer, by the way, Adam Abeshouse, is just one of the most remarkable classical producers out there. He's done so many wonderful recordings. A lot of people know this Simona Dinnerstein Bach Goldberg Variations recording that he produced a few years ago. And a lot of the magic of that recording is the ambience of the sound. And that's definitely true in this case. He's got a great ear. But he actually ends up running the rehearsal process or the recording process in a lot of ways. It's a fun thing as a conductor to just have some voice in your ear telling you what to do. Stop, go back, do this again, tell the second violins to play louder. And I sort of said, you know, Adam, can you come with me to every rehearsal and do that for me? Because it's a fun thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it's one of those things you guys were already familiar, obviously, with the hall, with the soloists, and with the composers. So that all probably made it a little bit easier as well.
Yeah, and Darren, like I mentioned, I've done a half dozen premieres of Darren's music. So at this point, I know his style very well. I know his orchestration. I know his approach to things. And he and I have a similar aesthetic. I'm also a composer, and we both studied with Ned Roram. We both come from a kind of a 20th century Curtis lyrical school of Samuel Barber and Ned Roram and Leonard Bernstein that we were trained in and sort of inherited. And so I, although I certainly wouldn't compare myself to any of those composers in terms of quality, I think share this sense of a language. So for me to get on the podium with his music always feels comfortable and familiar. And similarly, Jamie and Sharon, everything I've ever done with them, we speak the same language. We're very comfortable with each other. So it's like a family. It's like a big extended family getting together and making another piece.
Speaking with Troy Peters, who has a wonderful new release out, it's a charming piece by Darren, This Masquerade. It's something that you can find at the Bridge website. It's something you can find on Amazon, iTunes. I think it's even on Spotify. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Yep. If you go out and search for Triple Doubles, and you might want to put something like Laredo or Peters or something along with that, because otherwise you get a bunch of things about basketball first. But it's all three pieces are really good. Darren's piece, Masquerade, is sort of inspired by the Commedia dell'arte, the same source of Stravinsky's Pulcinella and countless other remarkable pieces of music that draw on this theatrical tradition. And it's a really lyrical, gorgeous piece of music.
Well, it's going to be fun to see not only friends and colleagues here, but to have your conducting out there on a recording.
It is. You know, the other recordings I've done, I've been fortunate to get a chance to record a little bit, but the other recordings I've done have been with a rock musician, Trey Anastasio, sometimes doing sort of backing tracks behind that end up behind the rock band. And sometimes a lot of the recording you do ends up tough to hear underneath the drums and the electric guitar. So it's a little gratifying to just have the orchestra right out front and really be able to hear everything. There's even one point, if you listen real carefully, where I think you might hear me grunt in there, for which I apologize if you're listening with headphones.
Right. Troy Peters, who conducts the Vermont Symphony Orchestra, and Darren Hoggins' Masquerade, a double concerto for violin and cello with Sharon Robinson and Jamie Laredo. We're tickled about this release, and we'll have up links for it, and we'll hear a little bit of it here in a moment. Troy, what else is coming up? I know Yosa's part of the Beethoven Festival coming up.
We are really excited on January 22nd to be presenting Abdiel Vasquez, this wonderful Mexican pianist, playing the fourth piano concerto of Beethoven as part of the Symphony's Beethoven Festival. In February, we're going to be presenting a family concert with the symphony called Fiesta in February. That's the San Antonio Symphony and YOSA together. And that'll be a really fun program on a Sunday afternoon at Trinity University. And and then we're looking forward to going to England next summer with YOSA.
Yeah, definitely. Some great things. We'll have you back, but it's a great thing. And if it's a stocking stuffer you're looking for, I think Triple Doubles makes a great gift.
I agree. Buy several. They're small.